You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Don't you see? It's so simple. Step one, we Google the biggest flops on Broadway. Step two, we find the crazy stories behind them. Step three, we see how they lose millions of dollars.
Millions?
Broadway isn't cheap. A lot of fancy people want to be producers. Step four, find out why the show won't go on. Step five, end this episode and head to Times Square.
Times Square? That'll never work. Only Broadway successes are in Times Square.
Oh, ye of little faith. Welcome.
I love it.
Did you?
It's the best welcome.
I was showing my vocal control. I'm trained. I'm a technical vocalist.
So good. I love it. It's my favorite.
Guys, we're doing an intermission sode.
So excited about this one. We've got some really exciting
things
happening.
There have been some very cool stories about announcements and like all of that jazz about Broadway this week and in the, you know, recent weeks.
Yeah, it's really good. Well, we might as well just jump right in so we're not a half an hour long since it's supposed to be an intermission sode. Our goal is to make this like the actual length of an intermission,
right?
But that usually doesn't
happen. That's not going to happen.
So just know that.
Just this one is the kind of intermission where the line for the bathroom was really, really long.
That's right. Just think of it like you're in the ladies' bathroom.
And you know what? Also, sometimes it's really hard for us to go the full length in a real episode. So it's kind of nice to know that we do have stuff to talk about in an intermission sode.
So there you go. Thanks for joining us at Theater Geeks Anonymous today.
That's Ebony.
And that's Pamela.
Hey. We've never done it like that before.
No,
that was kind of fun.
It was.
Sweepy's here too, and so is Puddle, and they've promised to be quiet.
Yeah, but you know how long that lasts. We'll see.
I know. She just like took in a breath, and I was like, no, we're okay.
Be chill. Be chill, P.
Good girl.
All right, so guys, let's start out with the Debbie Downer so that we end on a happy note.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. First off, we just want to say, like, our thoughts and prayers are with everyone who has suffered tragedies with Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma, who is literally bearing down right now as we record this.
At this moment, yeah.
I have friends and family who are in the path of both hurricanes. We are feeling nervous and sad and all the things that most people who have loved ones in the paths of both hurricanes are feeling. So,
and also all of the people that have been displaced at this point. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
You know, and our thoughts are with you and our prayers are with you.
Yeah.
I hope that that's good for you at this moment.
Yeah.
There's another piece of sad news. Matt Friedman passed away.
Hey, geeks, it's Pamela. Look, I just made an enormous mistake and I wanted to put a really quick correction in here. I just called him Matt Friedman, but his name is Michael Friedman. Michael Friedman was the composer of Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, which we'll be talking about in an upcoming episode. His family and friends are grieving the loss of him this week, a loss that came all too soon. So I just wanted to make sure that I got the name in here correctly, Michael Friedman, and just wish comfort and peace to all of his family and friends. Thanks so much.
So freaking young. 41.
So young. 41. AIDS complications, unfortunately. This man was the composer for Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, which is an upcoming episode that we will be putting out in the next few weeks.
Yeah. So crazy.
So incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of my Facebook friends who I've, most of whom I've done shows with, have worked with him in some capacity. So there's a lot of love going out to that family as well. So that's sad news.
It really is.
Let's get on to some good news.
Okay. Let's do that.
I love that you just said, okay.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good move.
Okay.
Really? There's a lot of stuff to be really excited
about. Can I talk about the first one?
Yes, do it.
Oh Oh my gosh, you guys. So we just read that the replacements for Bette Midler in Hello, Dolly! On Broadway is none other than both of our squeeze Bernadette Peters.
Bernie!
Oh my gosh.
Bernie's coming back.
I'm so excited. She's the reason why Broadway is so important to me, certainly, but she is just an icon. She's amazing, and she will just kick butt in this show.
She could be so good.
She could be so good.
I'm so excited.
Oh man,
I just can't. Oh. One of my friends told us, and she was like, "You can't tell anybody."
What? this was before it was, you didn't even tell me, girl.
No. She swore me to secrecy, and I was like, "Okay, I'm not telling. I swear I won't tell." I kept a lockdown on it, but I was glad she only told me like a few days before it happened because I was like, "Oh, it's happening!"
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
And then Victor Garber is going to be Horace Van de Gelder. Okay, I need to tell a tiny little story about Victor Garber.
Please do.
Okay, so in 2003, I was interning on a TV show, and it was like a design show. So I had to go and pick up a bunch of flowers at Chelsea Gardens.
Okay.
It's called Chelsea something, but it's like a plant shop. Mm-hmm. So I go there, and I'm there with a friend who we're actually still really good friends, Natalie. And all of a sudden, I see Victor Garber walking through, looking at flowers with Andrea Martin.
Shut up!
So serious. And I was like, and like my friend doesn't know the first thing about theater, right? Like, so I was like, okay, what would she know him from? That's the dad from Alias. But then
I know.
So he gets in line at the same time as I do, and we're literally standing next to each other, and he's the nicest person in the whole wide world.
That's awesome.
And he's joking with people and talking with everyone, and I couldn't open up my mouth and say even one thing. And he's like talking to everyone. He's looking at me, like looked at me like three times. Still can't say a word afterwards, like I always do when I would meet somebody famous and be that close to them. I would call my mother, and I was like, "Ma, guess who I was in line with?" And she was like, "Who?" And I told her, and she was like super excited for me, and she was like, and I couldn't say anything, and she just laughed, and she just thought it was adorable.
That's awesome.
How many, like, 20, how old was I? 21?
Mm-hmm.
21-year-olds get that excited about some old dude in their 50s. Just me.
Oh, man.
My mom used to say, because I also got that happy when I actually met Robert Osborne and got to tell him how much he meant to me and took a picture with him.
Yeah.
And I called her because she's the only person who would understand, oh, God rest his soul, because he did pass away this year. And that was a very hard moment for me.
Oh.
But she was like, that's because you have one foot in the new school and one foot in the old school, kid. That's why you can talk about it and like nobody else understands. So I just love moments like that. It's just so much fun. It's just so exciting. And you just are like, I'm just meeting this person I watch all the time and I listen to them on all the cast recordings.
Yes.
And you just get like so excited.
It's super exciting.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yes. Okay, done with my Victor Garber story. the next thing that we're like super excited, I will say, I'm super excited about it, but I also feel some kind of way about it too. Okay.
Some kind of way?
I do. I feel some kind of way, which is something the kids say nowadays. Carousel. I'm really excited about this casting.
So excited.
So like you all know already, it's going to be Jesse Mueller in the lead role, and you already know it's going to be Joshua Henry.
Which,
yeah.
I can't.
He's going to sing the crap out of Billy.
Like
the crap out of it.
I can already just hear that sweet voice.
And your goose pimples have already started, and he's not even actually saying it yet. You're just thinking about what he's going to sound like when he sings it. Yes,
he's going to be beautiful, he's
really
going to act it so beautifully.
Yes, he will.
Hopefully, because it's such a hard show. It's not at all redeeming character. He's a terrible man. He's a terrible human being. And it is so hard for me as a semi-feminist.
Yeah.
Or just a common sensist. to see them have their relationship.
Yeah.
And for her to stay in it.
Yeah.
Regardless. And that is so difficult for people.
I'll just go right into, that's why I feel a kind of a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
By placing a black man in that role.
Yeah.
You have perpetuated a stereotype of black men that is a huge issue in our country, yeah. especially when you have so much of the prison population being black men, specifically because we have a racist prison system.
Yeah.
And so this perpetuation of black men as being these violent, people to be frightened of,
mm-hmm.
and especially violence towards white women, which was like the big fear that was put upon us right after slavery in order to, it's a whole rabbit yeah. hole, but like it, that's why it makes me,
I'm
feeling two ways yeah. about it.
No, like, I'm glad that you brought that up because I was thinking it in the back of yeah. my mind. I just didn't know how to broach it.
Yeah. So I'm,
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
That's like, I really struggle with that because as of right now in the lead roles, because the rest of the cast was announced this week, he's the only person of color.
Oh.
You have, you've got Betsy Wolf.
Yeah, as Carrie.
That's right. And then you have, this is the other one I'm really excited about. You know how much I love Alexander Gemignani.
Yes, I do.
I love him.
Is he playing Mr.
Yes, he's going to be Mr. Snow. I can't. I'm so excited. I can't.
That'll be exciting.
He's going to be so good. And you've got Renee Fleming.
Oh, yeah. As Nettie. I think it's Nettie. Let us know.
Yeah.
I think it's Nettie.
You're probably right.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I never really loved opera because you never got the acting.
Right.
In the last, I would say, 20 years, there have been so many amazing actresses
mm-hmm.
who are also opera singers, yeah. and Renee Fleming is one of them. And I'm super excited
yeah.
to see that, or to see a video, or to hear it. I don't even know. Like, I don't know if I'm going to have the time or the money. We'll see. But it's going to be, I just think it's going to be amazing. Yeah.
It's going to be great. But again, that's like I said, that's the only person of color is Joshua Henry in the
yeah.
principal cast, and he's this villainous,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Unredeeming. The whole point of the show is he comes back because he was so awful to try to fix it and still continues to mess up. And so I that's why I'm feeling some kind of way.
Oh, I know.
But Joshua will sing.
Oh.
He's going to sing the crap out of it.
You know what? Maybe he'll bring something to it that yeah. makes it yeah. redeemable.
All right. And then we've got
mm-hmm. what oh, what's closing? Thing? So
yeah, we have some closures.
Yeah. Great Comet.
Yeah.
Oh, so sad about this. I never got to see it.
I didn't either.
And it closed. There
last,
was so
last
much.
Sunday.
Okay. Because I feel a certain way about this. It happened that. What is the man's name that was in it? That was
Oak.
Yes. What Oak? I don't know how to pronounce his last
either,
name.
But
okay, so we'll just call him Oak.
You can just say Oak. Yeah.
So Oak. Sorry, Oak was in the show, then the producers got a message from Mandy Patinkin saying, hey, I'd love to do it. So the producers were like, well, you know what? Now is the time because this is when sales fall. So we're going to cut Oak's time short.
Well, also because but we'll bring Mandy him back. Had to finish his...
Oh, that's
like,
right. He's got a shooting
to go
schedule.
Back to Homeland. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a different shooting schedule. So the producers were going to cut Oak short for now, but bring him back later, have Mandy come in, and then, you know, move on with the rest of the, you know, whatever. Social media got wind of this.
It's not just social media's fault, though.
It's not. I know. And listen, I get it. From the outside looking in, you can see, oh, they fired a black actor in, you know, in order to bring in this white actor. But that's not the case at all in this scenario. But that was the story they ran with. And so ultimately what happened is then Mandy said, you know what? I don't want any part of this. So he dropped out. Oak said, I don't want any part of this. I'm dropping out. And then they the show had to close.
Well, so the show, even with Oak, wasn't doing great financially.
Right.
So they felt like if they put Mandy in...
Right. And it would have come back with him, yeah.
Yeah, it would have held it for a couple of more weeks. Mm. They didn't even think it would last the whole year. They just thought, like, this would help us stay open for at least a couple of more weeks. And it wasn't handled properly.
No.
Like, they weren't really... Yeah, I think people were, like, so focused on the money that they didn't really handle the whole Oak situation and the transitioning to Mandy situation as well as could have been handled.
Still very upsetting.
Yeah.
Like, I just hate it when a show closes before its time.
Yeah.
And this really was before its time.
Yeah.
Even though, yes, it may not have lasted for another 2 months, it's still...
It could have lasted
so
at least
frustrating.
A couple more weeks. Yeah.
And you're like, you know what, people, just shut up. You don't have any idea what's actually going on. So stay off social media until you actually do. Seriously. Like, you will never, ever catch me putting my opinion on Facebook because opinions can change like that. And also information can change like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to put myself out there to be completely wrong. Especially when what I say can affect someone else so dramatically. But that's just my two cents. We should have a new segment called Pamela's Two Cents.
Well, that's what that is. So that was Pamela's Two Cents right there.
Okay, so let's move on because that was a lot. But I really am upset that I missed the opportunity to see that show because that was like a once in a lifetime kind of opportunity.
I wish I had seen it off Broadway though because I have a lot of friends who saw it on Broadway and they were like, nope, it's much better off because it's supposed to be an immersive experience.
Yeah.
And on Broadway, it's very difficult to do that because you have such a huge, you know, theater. And so everyone I know who saw it, they were like, I saw it in
the actors are still within the audience, but there's still that separation there. So you're probably right.
Yeah.
That would have been really cool. I had some friends in that.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did.
So also what's closing soon, September 17th, which is next Sunday, according to when we're recording right now, but it'll be the end of this week when we actually post this episode. Bandstand is closing, which is sad, but at the same time, I was telling Ebony this earlier, I did not expect it to last much longer than the Tony Awards.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
Yeah, but I think the marketing team did an excellent job by, you know, playing towards the veterans because the show is about PTSD. And so they were like, well, let's actually talk to the people that this is actually about and like involve them. And so I think that was really smart. Being able to get their show on the Tony Awards.
Seriously.
Which, with only, like, one Tony nomination for choreography, like, whoever did that was smart. Because that really helped them stay open.
Yeah, absolutely. I just heard a scrabbling in the wall behind me, and I don't know what it was. I'm just going to say that maybe
Where's
they're, like...
Where's Puddle, though?
Oh, he's in his crate. Maybe that's what it was.
So it was Puddle.
Oh, phew.
Oh, my God. He's just Puddle.
I was just
like,
freaking out.
No.
Okay. I just heard it again. It's him. It's him. I was freaking out. I was thinking, like, there are rats in the wall or something like that.
We do live in New York.
It's true.
And then, what else? We have one more that's closing. Oh, A Doll's House Part 2.
Yeah.
Which I really want to see. It closes on September 24th. 24th. It's the weekend after Bandstand closes.
Yeah, I think that's the 24th. Yeah, 24th.
The Sunday.
I just added 17 plus 7, and I came up with 24.
Okay. Yep. So
never that fast.
Closes the week after Bandstand, and that's the play that won Laurie Metcalf her Tony.
Yeah.
I want to see it. Julie White is in her part right now, and I also love Jane Howdy Shell, and she's still in it.
Yeah. She should just be every character woman in every show ever written from now on.
She's really wonderful.
So much.
Yeah.
And I've loved her in all of the movies I've ever seen her in. She's just great.
She's great. So
and I love her last name.
I know, it's fun to say Howdy Shell.
All right, now I do have a gripe.
Okay.
To bring up to the audience.
Uh-oh.
This is not Pamela's two cents. This is Pamela's gripe session. Listen, I put out a post on Facebook asking you guys for corrections and ideas for the intermission
episode. I didn't hear anything.
And I didn't hear anything. I got one like. And it was from your roommate.
Megan. Oh.
Thanks, Megan.
She's really sweet.
She's sweet. The best. She loves and likes all my posts. She's I so can great. Always count on her. But you guys, if you want us to have fresh and new ideas, you have to give them to us because we don't want to do all the work.
Do all the work. We're the ones who signed up to do a podcast, but we don't
understand. You know what? Excuses. Don't give them an out. They have to pull up their end of the bargain too. They do plosives into the microphone all day long. They clicked on that button to listen to our podcast, and that right there is as good as a handshake to me.
It's hysterical.
But seriously, thanks for listening. We can do without you.
That is super true. But we do really want to hear from you. So
yeah,
like, if you have
even if you think it's a dumb idea, there is no dumb idea.
Yeah.
I will read it.
We will.
And we will respect it.
We will respect it. There's specifically a couple of segments that we usually need feedback on, and that would be like rewrites.
Mm-hmm.
So any omissions that we've made, any corrections or omissions.
Yeah, totally. If you listen to an episode and you're like, actually, it wasn't so-and-so. It was such-and-such. Please let me know.
Yeah. So like, for example, we had a couple of friends yelling names at us when we couldn't remember. And oh my God.
And we still don't know them
right
now.
Already.
Wait, one of them Shelley Long?
No, it wasn't. No. It starts with an E. And she was on... Michael's gonna kill me!
Eileen Brennan!
Yes!
Whee!
That's who it was. I was like, Michael's gonna actually lynch. Like, he's gonna kill me when I get in the office and be like, seriously?
I tweeted that to you.
I told you. And then the other one was Devo was like, it's, and I'm forgetting his name again, the dude in The Price.
Oh my God. In The Price?
And 13 going on 30.
Zac Efron.
No! That's
Matt
17
Perry?
Again.
Matthew Perry.
That's 17 again. That's not 13 going on 30, Pamela.
Oh, I don't remember. They're the same movie.
Yeah, they are the same movie. But it's just not the same people.
I know.
In it. Okay, I'm looking this up right now. Because
you know what? If y'all had just sent
no,
us
she
the
did,
information.
Though.
Oh, okay, never
That's
mind.
The thing.
Thanks, Deva.
She did. This is not her fault this time. Okay, I'm looking it up because this
Look
is
it
a
up.
Disgrace.
Is it Colin Firth? I feel
it's
like everything is Colin
not.
Firth or Patrick Dempsey.
No. Oh my God.
I'm just going to start naming actors. Malcolm McDowell.
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo. Of course.
That's who we were.
That was going to be my next guest.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you. This face she's giving me is like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It really was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That means it wasn't.
Fine. Whatever.
Whatever.
Totally fine. All right, guys. Theater Geeks Anonymous on Facebook.
You can follow us on Twitter at TGA.
B-way.
you can
email us.
Email us at tgabway@gmail.com. And also rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're also on SoundCloud. We're in all the places.
All the places.
So, guys.
Like, share, follow.
Rate,
review, subscribe. It's always the threes, like, in the room.
Comment on Facebook. Comment on Twitter.
Please.
Chat to us.
We need validation.
And also, we're thinking about starting a Facebook private group. So if you're interested, let us know, and we'll get that running.
I'm not exactly sure how to do it yet. We'll figure it out.
I'm assuming
it'll be easy.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening for this extended intermission.
Extended. Very extended. Although some of this can be edited out. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what sticks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.